As anti-canal protests flared up across Sindh, spilling onto highways and grinding intercity traffic to a halt, Pakistan People's Party, PPP, Chairman Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, has threatened to pull the plug on his party's parliamentary backing of the stubborn and tone-deaf federal government. Bilawal fired a warning shot at the ruling allies' bows, demanding immediate scrapping of the controversial canals project or the PPP will abandon the government, leaving it stranded and severing all ties. The PPP is demanding that the federal government should immediately stop the controversial canals project and accept our objections, otherwise the PPP won't go along with you, he cautioned at his party's public meeting in Hyderabad on Friday evening. As he addressed party supporters in Hyderabad, hundreds of lawyers and thousands of citizens, along with backers of various political and nationalist parties, had already taken to the national highway in Babarloi, Khairpur district, where they dug in their heels with a sit-in against the controversial canal projects. The protest, which began early Friday morning, threw a wrench into the movement of traffic between Sindh and Punjab, and caused a major bottleneck across districts in the Sukkur and Larkana divisions. We are opposing this project because at a time when separatist organizations are attacking us in KP and Balochistan, at a time when in the name of religion and with the support of foreign powers, the fire of terrorism is burning the whole country, you have started a controversy which can pit a brother against a brother and which can harm the federation, Bilawal warned. The Bhutto scion further lambasted the government for being tone-deaf towards the provinces in general and the country's farmers in particular. The government's ally, PPP, and the country's president aren't ready to accept the project, then what is the reason behind your N-League's stubbornness? He questioned. Bilawal repeated that if the circumstances compelled him to choose between supporting the federal government to sustain itself in power or standing with the people who are opposing the canals, he will not bat an eye before opting for the people. The PPP's chairman reiterated satisfaction over the government's hitherto accomplishments to contain inflation. However, at the same time he said they cannot tolerate economic killing of all farmers of Pakistan belonging either to Sindh or Punjab. He went on to accuse the ruling PMLN of sucking blood of farmers by stopping all the provincial governments from fixing support prices of crops and from buying wheat. This is sheer cruelty. They have also decided to unleash a storm of taxes on the agricultural sector,